Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, August 29th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol, and here are the headlines. Son of late PM Rosie Douglas files a US $3 million lawsuit against the Dominica government at CCJ. Police body cameras to be deployed in Jamaica. And Syria war. U.S. warns over Turkish-Kurdish violence. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories after this.
Courts Optical is getting ready for back to school. Shop now and get back to school vouchers with purchases $499 and over. Plus, absolutely nothing down and nothing to pay for 90 days. Remember, your eye exam is absolutely free and you get up to 24 months to pay. Visit us today and enjoy these amazing deals. Offer valid until September 23rd, 2016. Quartz Optical. Value you can see.
Welcome back. In news this evening, a U.S. $3 million lawsuit has been officially filed at the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, against the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica. The lawsuit has been filed by lawyer Cabral Douglas over the cancellation of a concert due to what is described in court documents as the unlawful arrest, detention, and the deportation of Jamaican artist Tommy Lee Sparta and his entourage without cause. In February 2014, Cabral contracted Tommy Lee, whose actual name is Leroy Russell, to perform at his privately owned entertainment venue in Dominica to mark the opening of Portsmouth Carnival. On his arrival to Dominica, Tommy Lee, who is 26 years old, and his entourage were denied entry into Dominica, detained, and deported the following day. The government of Dominica says its actions were based on the interest of the public's safety and had publicly stated its intention to have the matter settled outside of the court.
Claims were then documented and substantiated. That took quite some time because we had to retrieve all the various reports, all the various statements, and we had to document all of the legal issues in order to substantiate what was being claimed. So once that was done, we were then invited to submit those claims to the government of Dominica. That was done, and it was on the 18th of May, I believe it is, that I received official response from the Office of the Attorney General that the claim that Dominica would not be accepting liability or responsibility for their actions. And as a result of that, I took the decision to file official legal proceedings in my own name as a Dominican national under the revised Treaty of Sagaramus, which requires individuals and corporations seeking the jurisdiction of the court to make an application for special leave to be heard. So I've done that as of the 24th of August. I've filed that application along with a statement of claim, or what we refer to as an originating process, at that time. So we're seeking damages, a number of damages, special damages, expectation damages. We made a claim for punitive damages as well. We think that's justified. I don't want to get too much into the nitty-gritty because the matter is before the court, but that's the extent of it. At this point, we filed legal proceedings. It's been served on the government of Dominica, and they've acknowledged service.
Douglas says the damages sought are in his own capacity, and it remains to be seen if the other parties will follow suit.
Well, the claim, the full quantum has been assessed in the amount of $3 million. Those damages, as I said, are substantiated and broken down into various categories, which, you know, is substantiated in the actual statement of claim, the proposed statement of claim. And those damages are in my own personal capacity. The issue as to whether or not the other plaintiffs, namely Tommy Lee, Orly Russell, Junior Fraser, and as well as the government of Dominica, will then join as parties to the proceeding and make claims independently on their own behalf, is a decision that has to be made based on their consultations with their legal counsel in Jamaica, which is being led by Bert Samuel, as was done in the case of Shanik Myrie, for example. Shanik Myrie being the landmark decision at the CCJ, which awarded damages for a Jamaican woman who was denied entry into Barbados in 2013. In that case, Shanik Myrie brought the action in her own name, and the government of Jamaica joined the proceedings as an intervener. So that is the option that the Jamaican plaintiffs have at their disposal at this time. But I have taken the first shot, if you will, to launch and initiate the legal proceedings. It's for them now to decide whether or not they're going to join the proceedings to pursue justice to be imposed on the parties by the court.
You've just heard statements from attorney Cabral Douglas. Now, Chairman Jason Fontaine is reporting that the meeting held by the La Plaine Disaster Preparedness Management Committee on Sunday, the 28th of August 2016, was peaceful and successful. Mr. Fontaine told Q95 News that the La Plaine residents participated and reaffirmed their concerns and reached a consensus regarding the way forward with respect to the development of the community and the pig feces pollution engulfing the Tabari River and community as a whole.
We had a wonderful crowd turnout, massive crowd turnout, we wanted to keep it peaceful. We didn't want no violence and none of that, but it was big. It was a big crowd, huge, because we're trying to, we have a petition that we are signing right now that is going around the community, so we're getting as much signatures as possible. We have some discussing some legal matters as well, and also planning. We're calling on planning. Planning and housing has a big part to play in this in terms of the infrastructure of the facility. And trust me, something is going to get done, because this is it. We had enough. The people are crying. As I told them on yesterday, that this was not a kind of self meeting. This is not my river. It's not nobody's river. It's La Plaine River.
Correct.
And we are addressing this on a national concern.
Chairman of the La Plaine Disaster Preparedness Management Committee, Mr. Jason Fontaine. In more news, host and co-host of the Weekly Headlines radio show, Angelo Allen and Arundel Thomas, appear to be concerned about the perception that the government of Dominica may be involved in questionable practices with respect to Dominica's reconstruction. Mr. Allen and Mr. Thomas give examples of what they describe as perceptions of questionable actions by the government in an attempt to temporarily resolve road access around the island. Allen argues that the government should have used the $18 million allocated for the Roseau West Bridge Rehabilitation Project on restoring the damaged areas of the West Coast.
But what I think is most unorthodox about this, and really lacking in principle, but again, really clarifies the position of the government each time, a government which is severely involved in corruption. The people of Dominica must understand that we are not passing on this guy's land for free. Where the bypass is, that's why they're willfully... Just like what the area you were talking about.
Yeah.
The Makushu Bridge was knocked out by the storm last year.
Yes.
I mean, the government has been paying the landowners there to use a temporary bypass bridge area. So as long as, and everybody knows this is a very good friend of the government, so to speak. So since last year, so for a year to date, 1 year and one date.
Good morning, Pastor.
Business owner has been, I mean, same business. The owner of the land where the temporary road is passing is a lot of money, taxpayers' money happening there. Enough money that the government could have used to rebuild the bridge.
And the bridge at Layu and the Layu River between just before St. Joseph.
Yes.
That place is just a short distance, a short span.
So it's a deliberate effort by the government to not do anything. So
that was former police officer and host of Weekly Headlines, Angelo Allen. In more news this evening, International Youth Development Specialist and Strategy Advisor Henry Charles says a youth policy must include accountability and must uphold democratic decision-making. Mr. Charles believes this is the way to go in developing Dominica's new national youth policy, as it will ensure that Dominica's youth become more productive.
And at the end, when
when you go, your distinguished gentleman and Minister Charles goes to Parliament to speak at the finance, the budget, whatever, it is on the policy to say what has happened. And if something has not happened, why has it not happened? So it improves accountability, okay? You don't want Mr. Roach to be saying to you, you know, we had 20 activities, or, you know, or Mr. Riviere said to Mr. Roach, but we do the activities in so-and-so, you know, things. So it has to be more specific, you know? What were the activities? What were you seeking to accomplish based on the policy, and how is it thing out? So it improves accountability, also transparency, because there's something that you have in your back pocket. The whole of Dominica knows that is the policy. And so young people call and say, Mr. Darrow, you will tell us about that policy. What happened to the policy? It increases transparency, right? And it brings about, it contributes to what I call democratic decision making, because the policy is not top down. The policy is coming from the grassroots, from the people saying this is what we want. So it democratizes the decision making process.
International Youth Development Specialist and Strategy Advisor, Mr. Henry Charles. Now, one male of Bellevue Chopin has been arrested on suspicion of cultivation of over 1,900 cannabis plants, as well as possession of over 41,000 grams of cannabis weed. According to Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist, the Drug Squad Unit of the Dominica Police Force conducted the anti-drug operation on Friday, August 26, 2016, in the heights of Bellevue Chopin. Meanwhile, 565 cannabis plants, along with the 247 grams of cannabis weed, were destroyed.
The Drug Squad Unit of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force led an anti-drug exercise in the heights of Bellevue Chopin on Friday, the 26th of August 2016. One adult male of that community was arrested on suspicion for cultivation of 1,902 cannabis plants and possession of 41,540 grams of cannabis weed. Additionally, 565 alleged cannabis plants and 247 grams of alleged cannabis weed were destroyed.
Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Police Force, Sergeant Pelham John Baptist. In more news, reports indicate Thunderbirds Incorporated, Carnival Corner, and Discover Dominica Authority appear to be deadlocked in their efforts at settling a dispute over the 2016 Adult Band of the Year award. In February, the DDA announced Africulture Stilt Workers, with their presentation Tempest Island Alive, as the winner of that category. However, Thunderbirds Carnival Band and Carnival Corner wrote to the authority expressing their disagreement and opposition to that decision. Their letter requested that the DDA review the matter or face legal action. The authority did not respond, and the bands obtained an injunction from the court preventing the DDA from awarding the prize money to the Africulture Stilt Workers. That injunction was lifted on the 22nd of March 2016 when the parties met in court. In their statement of claim, Thunderbirds Incorporated and Carnival Corner, represented by Caesar Emmanuel and Emmanuel Lobla, claim 7 grounds of negligence by the DDA, whom they state, among other claims, failed to train its agents and servants in the judging criteria for a band to be eligible in the competition and to be adjudged the band of the year. The statement adds, claimant therefore claims disqualification of the Africulture Stilt Workers in the Adult Band of the Year competition and the granting of prizes of the Adult Band of the Year 2016 and the runner-up position to Thunderbirds Band and Carnival Corner Carnival Band, respectively. They are also claiming damages, costs, interests, and further other relief as the court deems just. Attorney Glenn Ducree is representing Thunderbirds Incorporated and Carnival Corner. But in its defense, filed by its attorney, Rose Ann Charles, the DDA totally refutes the claims and said the claimants were judged by a panel of trained, experienced judges who properly applied the rules fairly with adequate competence and skill. They called the claims by Thunderbirds Incorporated unsubstantiated, have no merit, and an emotional response of sore losers following their failure to win first place in the adult carnival band category when up against a relatively new band, Africulture Stiltwalkers, over the past 2 years. As a result of the foregoing, the claimants are not entitled to the remedies claimed by them against the defendant, the defense concludes. In more news, this evening, a total of 120 body cameras are to be deployed in 6 police divisions in Jamaica with the aim of building a strong and effective police force. Over time, the Body Camera Project, which is a collaborative effort between the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the United States Embassy, will benefit the rest of the force. Speaking at the launch on August 25th, National Security Minister Robert Montag said strong and effective policing represented one pillar of his ministry's 5-pillar strategy to reduce crime. Montag indicated that the use of body-worn cameras is an element to be used to build trust between the citizens and the police. This effort is a significant investment in improving transparency in the conduct of police operations. It provides an impartial third witness, especially in cases where accusations of biases and wrongdoings on the part of the police may be made, he stated. Now, the U.S. says fighting between Turkey, pro-Turkish rebels and Kurdish-aligned forces in northern Syria is unacceptable and must stop. Clashes in places where so-called Islamic State ISIS was not present were a source of deep concern, the U.S. envoy to the anti-ISIS coalition tweeted. Turkish forces have attacked what they say are Kurdish terrorists since crossing the border last week. But the Kurdish YPG militia says Turkey just wants to occupy Syrian territory. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in China on Sunday ahead of the G20 summit there and will discuss Syria, the White House stated. Ankara says it seems to push both ISIS and Kurdish fighters away from its border. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of our headlines. Son of late PM Rosie Douglas files a US $3 million lawsuit against the Dominican government at CCJ. Police body cameras to be deployed in Jamaica and Syria war. US warns over Turkish-Kurdish violence. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com. You'll be able to view the stories or click on the podcast icon and listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your IRE reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant evening.